everyone, today we are going to share a podcast about American football versus European football. American football and European football are different sports. They have the same name, but they are played in different ways. The American football in Europe, we call it rugby, and in the USA, they call the European football as soccer. To know better this difference, we have taken to the podcast a total fan of the American football, Madeline.
Hi Madeline, we know a little of American football by some film or news. It is a very popular sport in our country, so can you tell us about this topic?
Hi, thanks for having me. American football is the most popular sport in America. It evolved from rugby. It is a game played by two teams of 11 with the goal of scoring a touchdown or a field goal. There are a total of 32 teams in the National Football League. Each one represents a different city. And what is football to you?
Well, the football is a very slow sport in comparison with American football. In the American football, there are shows are 4 times of 10 minutes. There are more action than European football. In European football, there are 2 times of 45 minutes. The teams elaborate so much the move and there is less action.
But if you say the sport is slow, why does everyone in Spain love it?
Some viewers of European football are gamblers, but the most part of the people are only fans of sports. Normally, the fans have an emotional connection related to the history of their clubs. But the main reason is that it is so traditional and popular. However, it's so easy to understand it and you don't need so much equipment.
That is true. Anyone can watch football.
We have said that you don't have so much equipment to play European football. So, we want to know, what equipment do you need to play American football?
You need a lot more equipment because it is all about tackling the other team. To play American football, players wear a helmet, mouth guard, shoulder pads, thigh pads, and cleats, at least. I do know that seeing a football match in Spain is so emotional. Can you tell me about the experience of seeing a match?
Well, normally the important matches are in the night, so you must arrive in the city in the afternoon to have something for dinner and go 40 minutes before the match to avoid the entrances being overcrowded. During the match, you can take something like a sandwich or a hot dog. You can feel in the stadium the emotion and the passion of all the fans cheer on. Finally, you have a lot of traffic. Imagine 18,000 people at the same time leaving the same place. What is your experience in an American football match?
When it is game day, fans love to dress up in jerseys or t-shirts to represent their favorite team. They go to the stadium very early to have a tailgate and avoid traffic. A tailgate is when people gather in the parking lot and open the trunk of their car to grill out things such as hot dogs or hamburgers. Fans also love watching football from home and screaming at the TV screen. The most popular day to do this is called Football Sunday.
The next class is coming, so to end, we can tell about our favorite team. What is your favorite team of American football?
Well, of course, my favorite team is the Chicago Bears, because I'm from Chicago.
The group have the same opinion. Our favorite club is the Real Madrid, the best football club in the world. Real Madrid have won 5th Champions League, the team with most champions, the most prestigious title. However, it has some of the best players in the story, like Cristiano Ronaldo or Zinedine Zidane.
So, this is the end of the podcast. Thanks, Madeline, for your collaboration.
Thanks for having me. Adios.